I'm Liz Pelka. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday against those who might consider attacking Iran in response to an attack on Saudi oil facilities. This comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo directly blamed Iran and called what happened in Saudi Arabia an act of war. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it was an Iranian attack that damaged Saudi Arabia's oil installations, describing it as an act of war. Iran has denied any involvement and has warned the U.S. it will immediately retaliate if it's attacked. President Trump isn't saying whether the U.S. will take military action, but he has ordered increased financial sanctions on Tehran. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was in response to the Saudi-led war in Yemen that has killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Mike Hempin.
At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday, dozens more injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government said most of the victims, which included women and children, were patients at a nearby hospital. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Thursday for his main challenger to join in forming a unity government. In a video message, Netanyahu said that although he had campaigned for establishing a right-wing government, the election results show that is not possible. He called for cooperation and urged Benny Gantz to quickly set up a broad unity government. Gantz has previously said he would not, and he's expected to make a statement. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing